Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca,
Bryce,
and Jess
with your 9am Zedlines. Starting with our local news. A pro-Palestinian march set for the Story Bridge has been rejected by police on the grounds of it being deemed, quote, unsafe. The march, which was set to take place on August 24, was expected to draw more than 7,000 people, making it the biggest gathering for the cause in Brisbane. This comes after more than 100,000 pro-Palestinian supporters flocked to Sydney's Harbour Bridge earlier this month. Organisers revealed on Tuesday that the group had been told by police to choose another location which avoids the Story Bridge due to safety concerns. Rema Naji, an organiser with the group Justice for Palestine, said previous marches in Brisbane had been overwhelmingly respectful and marshals would be in place to clamp down on any antisocial or dangerous behaviour.
Emergency services were called around 6:55 a.m. to the Bone Mill Road level crossing near Runcorn Station after a Bindley Line train clipped a truck at the crossing, which ABC reported was a double B trailer. The incident has caused trains to stop running on the Gold Coast and Bindley lines this morning, with rail buses replacing trains for the time being. Police said the train was not derailed and no one was injured.
In national news, around 30 loose cattle are still roaming the Broome suburbs after a road train carrying them rolled in an accident caused by poor visibility on July 21st. Incidents involving the cattle continued to be reported, with just last week seeing a grumpy steer cause chaos near a park on Cole Way, injuring a man and ramming into a car before being sedated and treated by a vet. Around 8 cattle were also seen grazing near a golf course, almost 6 kilometres away from the crash. The driver and majority of the livestock were uninjured in the incident, with the Broome Shire urging residents to report any sightings to rangers.
Ross Dollard, a Victorian local, has found a 26-million-year-old fossil on Victoria's Surf Coast. The finding has led to the discovery of a new species of ancient whale. Dollard donated it to Museums Victoria Research Institute, where it was studied by scientists and found to be a new species, which they've named Jangicetus dollardi, in Dollard's honour. Museums Victoria Research Institute Senior Curator of Vertebrate Paleontology, Dr. Eric Fitzgerald, said Ross's discovery has unlocked an entire chapter of whale evolution we've never seen before.
And for our international story today, the Japanese government is considering a 100 billion yen budget for mass deployment of defense drones amid what they deem an increasingly severe security environment. The budget, which is equivalent to 1 billion Australian dollars, positions Japan to pursue domestic manufacturing with a scheme to reinforce supply chains of related parts to be created to promote production. According to Japanese government sources, there is a possibility that the government may opt to buy low-priced drones made in Turkey to speed up the deployment of the Japanese self-defense force as early as possible.
For your weather today, Brisbane is feeling freezing cold. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is none and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Did you know that only